Blog Talk Radio.
The clock goes tick tock, your heartbeat hip hop. You know there's something greater you're called to be. You shut tight your eyes and breathe in.
Welcome back to Shapeshifting. I'm your host, Lisa Bonnies, author of Shapeshifting, Reclaiming Your Perfect Body, and the almost ready-to-be-released Shapeshifter's Daily Diary, which I am so excited about. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But first, I want to let you know that my guest today is one of my favorites, psychic and channel and good friend, Glenna Dietrich, has been on the show a couple times now. She's also a very good friend of mine, so this ought to be really a fun time. We actually met through this show, and she's just so fun that I just had to snatch her up into my circle of friends. So, Glenn is going to be here in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about this week's upcoming equinox and the spiritual meaning of that day, among other things, like how you can use the power of the equinox as a booster in your creation efforts. And also, Glenna will be channeling a message from the guides in the second half of the show, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But first, like I told you earlier, I have some great news on the shape-shifting front. First, before we talk about the diary, after a seemingly endless delay, the shape-shifting site finally has an interactive presence with a nice forum that I think is going to be a very powerful tool. We had the Yahoo group, and it just didn't have the right features. I've been on MySpace and Facebook, and those are perfectly good tools, but they're very limited. And I had my blog on yet another site, and all this is just so scattered around the Internet, and I couldn't keep track of it, and you guys couldn't keep track of it. And I finally bit the bullet and created a Ning site at the Ning site. The address for that is shapeshifting.ning.com, or you can just find the link at the Shapeshifting Online site, which is shapeshiftingonline.com. Just go there and look for the forum link. And that's where it's all coming together. So pop on in and join us there. It's just getting started, so brand new, not a whole lot of activity, so I'd appreciate your input to help it grow into a thriving community, because that's what it's there for. And as I mentioned earlier, the Shapeshifter's Daily Diary is this close to going to press. It's so close. It's driving me crazy waiting. There is a version on sale right now that's perfectly good, but the new and improved version is going to blow you away. I've been using it for a couple months now, and I am simply amazed by how powerful a creation tool it is. All I'm waiting for is the cover art to be completed, and then it will be ready to go in three different formats, hardcover, paperback, and my personal favorite, because it's the easiest to use, the spiral-bound version. So check out shapeshiftingonline.com for updates and ordering information. Okay, enough of all that. Let's get to the fun part of the show. As I mentioned earlier, my guest today, Glenna Dietrich, has been featured in the book Courageous Souls, and she is an integral part of, say that word five times fast, an integral part of CD collection called An Interview with the Universe, which she recorded with Elizabeth Ann Hill, author of Twin Souls, A Message of Hope for the New Millennium, another good friend. You can find an interview that I did with Glenna and Elizabeth in the Shapeshifting Radio Archives. I believe that was in August of 2008. For more information about that project, or you can visit interviewwiththeuniverse.com. And I'll be posting that and any other links we may discuss today on the Shapeshifting Radio page after the show, so that way if something comes up, I can add it then. So check out shapeshiftingonline.com if you don't have a pen handy right now. Glenna is also a gifted psychic who offers incredible readings to her clients. She has blown my mind on more than one occasion. So let's go ahead and bring her on. Hey, Glenna, how you doing today?
Hi, Lisa. I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
Did you manage to chip the ice off your phone?
Well, last week was, I think, 14 below, and today we're heading toward 50 degrees, so we have about an 80-degree temperature change in progress.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. I don't know how you live up there. Glenna lives way up north, and I'm in Florida, so we've got light years of difference between us here. Well, I'm glad you were able to come on. Now, we were going to talk about the spring equinox. We were both really excited about the fact that that's coming up. And with all of the shifting and changing, and, I mean, even if you're not really deeply into this whole spiritual thing, you can't help noticing that things are changing in the world. So that's kind of what we're here to talk about today. Does that sound like anything new you might have on the subject?
Well, I had planned that I was going to do a review of all sorts of traditions in the past over the equinox. But when I started doing research, I kept getting encouraged to review a little bit, but to focus more on what's happening right now today.
Right.
Because, as you know, Lisa, we are right now creating this new place, this new space, this new world. And in order to do that, we need to let go of the traditions of the past,
right,
honor them, but also to create something that is uniquely our own.
That's fantastic. I'm in total agreement with you that, you know, the old ways of doing things, they are beautiful, they are wonderful, they are filled with magic and mystery and all that, but they were also created from a mindset of, you know, let's just say it, ignorance. So now that we're more aware of the fact that, you know, the gods aren't out to punish us and we don't have to sacrifice, you know, virgins and...
Heaven forbid.
So the equinox has traditionally been considered to be the new year.
Yes, it's been considered to be the new year. According to Barbara Hand Clow, who is one of my great teachers, I really pay attention to what she's seeing happening, simply because she's always kind of on the same page as I am.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's a direction finder for me. So I go to her site and I read her books and I pay attention to what she's talking about. She talks about the spring equinox being the time to identify our intentions that we want to fulfill during the four seasons. And the four seasons themselves are created by us to kind of shift the energies as we go through this 365 days that we call our year. And the spring equinox arrives this year on the 20th of March, when the sun enters 0 degrees Aries, and this is when the sun is directly over the equator. So the equinox equals day equals night. So day and night are exactly the same on that date. So we look at balancing. We've just come through the winter solstice season, which is the time when we're the most prophetic and we need to do inner work. We need to be in there looking at what have we created for the year that is just coming to a close.
Uh-huh.
Then at the spring equinox, we start deciding what is it that we would like to create from here. So we'll be talking a little bit about how you go about making those intentions for your creation. And then as the summertime, the summer solstice approaches, then you start seeing those things manifest and you start birthing that, those intentions. And by fall, in the fall equinox, we balance those intentions and those creations out. We may let go of one or two of the things that we've decided we wanted to create, just not working. Just decide, hey, that wasn't really what we wanted to do. It looked good at that time, but now we want to change that. So, and then after the fall equinox, then we go back into the winter solstice season, which then is again the time that we go in and do our inner work. So it's all a very...
Did we lose you?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. You just got quiet for a second there.
I was told I was off the host queue, so I didn't know if I was still on the air or not.
You know, that's Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
you just roll with the punches, man.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
I was going to say that the pre-Christian Europeans, the Anglo-Saxon peoples, celebrated spring and called it Easter, the direction east, it symbolized estrus and estrogen and all of those things having meanings of awakening and new life.
Right.
So we're looking at the equinox through the eyes of new life, not necessarily through the eyes of what did I do last year or 10 years ago or what was my intention when I came into this place, what was I planning on doing, but more toward what is the new life. It's the dawn of the year when nature is once again renewed. And we're part of nature.
Right.
The trees and the you know, the plants and the animals, but we are as well part of nature. That's one of the things about acknowledging and honoring the seasonal changes, is that we then begin to look at all of those things as being sacred, including ourselves.
Right,
so
we aren't removed from nature. We are. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes, if I can even use a word that carries any judgment, that mankind has made, is to separate us from nature. We are part of the natural process, and spring is the time when you plant new seeds. And so if we can bring this metaphorically into our human lives, it's a time for us to plant our new seeds of creation, what we wish to plant for the upcoming year.
Exactly, exactly. And to do this, all of the research that I did on the past equinox celebrations all involved some sort of purification. There was the pre-Judaic Middle Easterners who did a three-day festival and daubed their doorposts with blood from the first killed lamb that were dipped in hyssop and bitter herbs. And then they ate bitter herbs themselves for purification. And this process was to ensure that their families and their herds would be healthy for the coming year. And the pre-Christian Europeans, the Eastern Europeans, had what they called a garden of Adonis. And Adonis was the god of their harvest. They had a custom of planting kernels of corn in window boxes in the wintertime, and then by the equinox those kernels would have sprouted, and they had this big green bushy place in their homes, and they would harvest that corn, and out of the corn they would make an effigy of this god of the harvest, Adonis, or it was also called Tammuz. And during the three-day equinox ceremony, they celebrated the death and the resurrection of this god. And they would do, the first day would be the burial, the second day would be the lamentation, and the third day, on the stroke of midnight, they would say, "He is risen." So you see, you can see that birth-death that
right.
echoes and reflects that which is happening in nature around us.
Right.
So, and the fact that they celebrated these things, they brought it to a level of sacredness in their lives. And I think that's one of the most important points that we can all look at in these days right now, is to create that ritual for ourselves, whatever that might be, that would bring our lives, our daily lives, every action in our life is holy. And to bring that to the level of sacredness so that we can become aware of our sacredness and of the part that we play here as we're creating this new world. Very, very important to look at ourselves as being that integral part of everything that's happening. We are the creators. We are
right.
those who are putting forth that those new ideas, those new visions, to replace all of the old things that are right in front of our eyes, dropping apart, falling apart, disappearing.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and it really is, you know, just the way that things are going right now, things are crumbling, and even though a lot of people are a little panicky, a lot of other people are really kind of looking forward to, you know, thank God the stuff that wasn't working is crumbling away. And you were talking about the sacredness of everyday life. I know that many people who are just beginning to look into this kind of way of thinking and living, you know, if they've grown up with a strict religious upbringing, they're afraid, or they think this is blasphemous or that type of thing. But when you say things like, if you look at the sacredness in life, then how can you possibly be doing anything that goes against your religious upbringing, because you are working toward representing yourself in a sacred manner?
Exactly, exactly. You are then expressing that aspect of you that is divinity.
Right.
We're a spirit having a human experience.
Yeah.
And so we get to now look at that aspect of ourselves. We now get to move into that that place of no limitation. I just finished listening to one of Greg Braden's CD sets called The Spontaneous Healing of Belief. And the subtitle to that is Shattering the Paradigm of False Limits. And I think that's the major thing that we're all doing here.
Right,
we've
right.
been hypnotized into believing that we are limited beings, that we only can go just so far, and that hypnotization, I think that's a word.
It is now.
Yeah. The fact that we have been hypnotized in the past into these beliefs, that's all being shattered. It's all falling away. And of
right.
course, with that falling away of the belief of our limits puts us in the place of being responsible for ourselves, our choices, being responsible for our own health, for our own well-being, and also being responsible to trust ourselves to recognize that we have the inner wisdom, we have the ability to create that which it is that we desire. And I don't know anybody that doesn't desire some peace, some happiness, some abundance in their lives without having to take it away from somebody else.
Right,
which
right.
is what we've been trained has to happen.
Yeah.
There's a limit. So if I take what I want or more than my share, then somebody else has to go without. Well,
right.
that's
or
so
that
untrue.
Somebody can take it away from you if you do manage to get it. Well, somebody's just going to take it away. I know that's
yeah.
another limiting belief.
Exactly. So it's all based in that fear. That
yeah.
fear of limitation, that fear of lack, and those are the limits that we're breaking through at this time, as well as we're breaking through the limitations that we believed that certain health issues were insurmountable, that certain things were, what do they call it, catastrophic illnesses where you cannot heal from them.
Right,
those are death
right.
sentences.
Yeah.
We're moving away from that, and
yeah.
we're moving away from this whole idea of, you know, the smarter you are or the greater you are, the more cleverly you operate in the world, the more abundance comes to you. We're,
right.
we're looking that right in the face and going, huh? that doesn't really make any sense to me.
No, it sure doesn't.
No.
There are
and,
plenty of examples otherwise, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly. And so many of the clients that I'm working with now are really taking a real honest look at those limitations in their lives and maybe going back in time in their own personal experiences and recognizing where those beliefs came from. Some of them are given to us. Some of those are taught to us. Some of those I think we're brainwashed into believing.
Right.
And some of them we come on to as children when certain events happen in our lives and we as children come up with an interpretation for those events. And, of course, as kids, it's all about us.
Sure.
So it has to be my fault. It has to be something about me. And then we make a commitment to a belief system then that plays out in our lives over and over and over again.
Right.
So when you're looking at healing those belief systems, there are many, many avenues to traverse. And that there's so much being written and talked about, so much out there on the internet. And, you know, your book is a really good example of that, how people are beginning to heal that belief that I can't change my body.
Right.
They're
right.
beginning to heal those beliefs, those underlying kind of unconscious and to them unseen belief patterns.
Right. They're just bad habits a lot of times. You just get into a habit of acting such a way. I mean, you and I have had conversations lately about I've had some health things that I'm working through. You know, nothing life-threatening, but things that I haven't physically been able to do. And now all of my medical tests are coming back clear that there's no physical reason anymore for me to have these symptoms. But because I didn't know that after, you know, not having tests done for so many years, I didn't know the cause of the symptoms wasn't there, so I just habitually felt the same things every single day. Well, now that I've been shown, okay, the test shows you've healed yourself or something has happened where this isn't there anymore, I can start doing things I haven't been able to do for years, and it's pretty amazing that now I'm realizing it was nothing but a habit.
Yeah. And the lack of trust in yourself.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That,
yeah, that I needed some doctor to tell me that I'm
exactly,
okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So the looking for the external, something to happen on the outside of you that would change your predicament, rather than trusting and relying on yourself, which is what responsibility is.
Right.
So to be responsible for yourself and to trust that you have that inner wisdom, that inner knowing, the ability to find the answers from within. And sometimes we find the answers from within, but then we need acknowledgement or affirmation from someone or something on the outside of us. And so that's why it's such a great idea to talk to other people, to have your circle of you know, friends that think like you do, who are looking to break through that paradigm,
right,
of the belief in limitation. To read about that, to really access that, along with creating ritual for yourself, so that you are then accessing on a real regular basis that aspect of yourself that is sacred, that is wise, that is beyond these limitations that have been set for us and that we've believed in for all this millennia.
Right. Now, you were saying that you had some ideas for some rituals or some intention setting, that type of thing that's a little more modern that you'd like to share today for using the power of the equinox.
Yeah, I think it's really, you know, I'm a big believer in meditation. I think that it's really important to quiet your mind, and it doesn't necessarily mean you need to sit still in a lotus position and hold your hands, you know, and doing some kind of mantra. It's not necessarily like that, although many people find that very enjoyable and very productive for themselves. So I'm not saying you can't do it that way, but I think it's much more practical these days to find things that you do, that you can do that become mindless for you. For instance, gardening is really very extremely meditative. Walking in nature is very meditative. For some people, listening to good music or to music that is inspiring to them is very meditative. For some people, reading is meditative. So find that which brings you to that state of, gee, all this time has passed and I didn't even realize it. Oh my gosh, look at my watch. It's, you know, it's an hour later and I didn't even realize.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of state that you want to acquire. So find that which you enjoy doing, sewing or crocheting or artwork. It doesn't matter what it is, only that it brings you into that state of timelessness. And so bringing yourself into that state of timelessness clears your mind of chatter and opens up an arena for wherein you can begin to access that which exists within yourself. And then get into a quiet space several times a day. If you've got to work at a full-time job and you know the only quiet place you have is the bathroom at work, well, so be it. You know, get in there, close the door, and you know, get into your little bit of a quiet space and hold that for 2 or 3 minutes several times a day, so that you are actually going through the motions of quieting yourself, of relaxing yourself. Take really deep, deep belly breaths and see yourself inhaling the life force, that which is our God-given right and that which is a gift from divinity, bringing that fully into your body and bringing that life force in, that vitality into your body and relaxing all of your muscles at the same time. And so by doing that for 2 or 3 minutes several times a day, You're relaxing yourself. You're bringing yourself to a level wherein you can receive those messages from inside that are trying to get through. So the doing the meditation, whether it be, you know, for 20 minutes or 2 hours or whatever you can afford, wherein you bring yourself to that meditative state, and also the deep breathing processes several times a day will bring you into a state where you can start being fully in your body. And being fully in your body means that you're noticing smells, that you're noticing sounds, that you're noticing what's going on around you, people's smiles, or the noise of the computer next to you, or the sound of the wind in the trees outside your window. Whatever your environment is, you want to be a part of that. You want to access that and be in the moment.
Right.
And as you do that, you're bringing yourself to that level of being one with all that is. You are then accessing your own divinity. So practicing those kinds of things on a daily basis is, as far as I'm concerned, essential to bringing yourself to a state of recognizing, what is it that I want to manifest? What do I want? So many times when I talk with clients and I ask them, what's your greatest desire? Well, I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea. They're so disconnected from themselves that they don't even know what it is that they want.
Right.
So bringing that, and it might be the first thing that comes to their mind is, well, I want world peace.
Uh-huh.
Well, we all want that.
Uh-huh.
But you want to go deeper. You want to go into your own personal realm. What is it that I would like to create? What is it that would bring me the greatest joy? Is it being in some sort of service? Is it creating some piece of artwork? Is it being a musician? Is it being a wonderful employee? Is it being a better mother? What is it that would bring you the greatest amount of joy? And then start jotting those things down. Start journaling about what it is that would create real, serious joy in your life. And then out of that journaling and out of that meditative process will come certain elements, certain things that you want to progress to. And as you continue to journal, as you continue to think on these things, more and more you'll have a realization of, what is that? How would I get to that? How could I manage to get to being a better mother? How would I go about that? What would have to happen in order for that to be there? Maybe you'd have to manifest more time with your children. Maybe you'd have to manifest less time working at a job and more time being at home with them.
Right.
Well, that would be something then that you could manifest, that you could put into being at this spring equinox, bringing that to fruition during the summer. As you make these intentions, it's just almost like a miraculous process. You make the intentions, and the universe brings to you opportunities to make those shifts,
right,
to make those changes that will bring this into fruition for you. So, and again, I go back to Barbara Hand Clow, who's just this awesome individual, and she says she's been doing this process for 30 years and has never once come up short. She has always manifested the three things that she intended on the spring equinox always became manifest during the year, with one exception, and that was this year when her final manifestation came just weeks before the spring equinox. So,
huh.
Yeah, and she says she doesn't exactly know what happened there, but she says she believes that there is much change going on, and so that in itself is going to kind of modify the process a little bit. So, but to come up with those three intentions and write them down, and this is the way I do it, write it down, fold up your piece of paper, and put it in your calendar at the page that the fall equinox falls. And so when you turn that last page in October, you'll find your piece of paper there. And it was an amazing thing for me this year, this past 2008, that I manifested all that I asked for, even though when I wrote those manifestations down, I remember my thought was, yeah, right. This is really going to happen to me.
And they all did?
And they all did.
That's a great idea of putting it on the calendar, because, you know, I do this kind of stuff too, but I don't do it deliberately on a specific date and then check back on a specific, you know, I'll just do my own personal process, and then if it happens, like, oh, cool. But I think that's a really neat idea of checking back on the fall equinox to see, okay, well, what's happened here? How far am I? And I think another point to make to what you were saying is that while you're living in this now moment, when you've reached the moment that you were talking about, where you just quiet your mind and you start thinking about what it is that you wish to become, I think that it's while you're in that space and you're feeling the essence of what you would prefer your life to be, I think those of us who've been studying this long enough to know that right there is the key to creation, is to actually be able to feel what it feels like. I know a lot of people say, well, how can I feel rich if my utilities are being turned off? Well, the key is to begin to somehow allow yourself to feel what it will feel like when it happens. Not if, mm-hmm. but when it happens.
Mm-hmm. I think the beauty of this particular process that we're talking about doing today is that you kind of lose track of that. Like I said, I made these three big intentions, and I'll just share one of them was to move into a space where my partner and I would have the availability to do healing work and create a hub for the community, to be able to give classes, and for it to be in a place where it was, you know, close, available to people. And we were living way out in Timbuktu at the time, and there
right.
was, you know, it is from my perspective, there was no hope for, you know, us to move into this great, big, huge, beautiful place. And guess what? We moved into this huge, beautiful place with 5 acres, and it's close to a major metropolitan area where it's very easily accessible to people. And already now, we've created space for people to come and enjoy this space, and we do full moon drummings and all the kinds of things that I was wanting to do, but felt like there's just no hope. So wrote that down, put it in my calendar, forgot about it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I think this type of a process, and I like what you're saying about, you know, feeling that, because I think that's a really important aspect. However, I don't think it's part of this particular process.
No?
This is one that can be done by making your intentions and just following that golden thread. Whatever comes, you follow that until you come to a dead end and another thread appears and you follow that. It's that trusting that inner self again.
Uh-huh.
It's understanding that. And all through this process, when you're making your intentions, when you're following that golden thread, when you're doing your meditations, always, always, always ask for higher guidance. Whoever you choose. If you're asking your higher self, if you're asking your guides, if you talk to the angels, it really doesn't matter. That energy itself is what you ask guidance from.
Right.
And then you stay open.
Well,
so,
let me interrupt for just a second here, because I think this brings up a question that many people have. Now, you are gifted to have a pretty straight connection with the other side of the veil. And I know a lot of people who either are just beginning along this path or even people who've been on it for a while, they just don't feel a connection with what they would call a spirit guide or the other side or whatever words you want to use. How would you recommend that somebody access a feeling that somebody's listening?
I would say that this is the way when I'm mentoring someone and they're coming up against that over and over again, I continually remind them that this is a choice. This is a choice. It doesn't just happen to you. I've always had that connection, but I doubted it for so many years and tried to push it underground and tried to make it not exist for many, many years because I didn't know what it was. You know, and it was scary to me, and nobody else wanted to hear about it. So, but it's a choice. It's always your choice. If you are choosing to see that connection, you constantly remind yourself of that. Say it out loud. This is my choice. I am choosing this. You're the creator. You get to create. And so you say that over and over again to yourself, until you begin to see it. You're going to believe it before you see it, mm-hmm. not believe it when you see it.
Right, right.
So you make that choice, and you honor yourself in that. Whatever doubts you might have, you know, you can say, I choose this, and then follow it up by saying, but ha, 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 yeah, right, this is going to happen to me.
Right, right.
Like I did with the manifestation of this home. But it doesn't matter. You're making that choice, and you do it over and over and over again. And that's what brings this to fruition.
Okay.
You constantly make that choice because they are, whoever it is that you're wanting to connect with, they are wanting to connect with you as well. And a wonderful teacher that I've been working with, just this fabulous individual, was telling me just not long ago that she believes that as you fall asleep at night, if you say to your higher self, hey, I've been working on this problem, and I don't know what to do, and I'm not getting any information, so speak to me now. Speak to me in my dreams. Speak to me in my sleep. And then allow yourself to just fall asleep and forget about it. You will either have a dream that you remember, or you will have something happen to you that will bring in evidence of that within the next couple of days after that. So it's not always that you see this shining light and a being talking to you.
Right, right.
It's sometimes that these things show up in other areas of our life. We might hear a song or watch a movie and go, there you go, that's what I need.
Right, or see a headline or that's my experience. That's how the answers come is you look at this and go, well, isn't that a coincidence, wink, wink.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So it's making that choice and then following it up with asking for guidance. And as you get these little messages back to you and you get those aha moments or, like you said, oh, look at that coincidence, that was exactly what I was looking for, you begin to build a trust. You begin to build on that. Oh, that's okay, this works. Oh,
right.
That's what happened. And then after years, well, it took me years. Time is accelerating now to the point where, you know, these things happen exponential time. So I believe that what took me years to get to is now taking people months or even weeks.
Right, absolutely. It's moving so, and speaking of moving so fast, we are about 20 minutes to the end of the show here, and we wanted to get in here. Yeah, see? So why don't we go ahead and get to that? If you don't, I was teasing you before the show about do I need to, tell the guides to watch their watches. If we do run over, for those of you who are listening, you can hear the end of the show in the archives later on. So not to worry if things run long, it will still be recorded so you can hear it later. So what do you think, Glennie? You ready to go to sleep?
I am, except I wanted to talk a little bit. I wanted to make an offer to
listeners. That's right, yes.
Listeners.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I've been encouraged to offer to the listeners today as kind of an equinox gift that if there's anybody that's interested in doing a reading with me in kind of an abbreviated form, the readings that I offer are usually about 2.5 hours long, and they include an astrological consultation and a channeling, and, you know, they're very, very in-depth. And I'm being told that it's really important to offer to people something in an abbreviated form. So I wanted to offer today that if anybody on this channel or this show would like to have a reading with me, I would offer those readings at $75 today. My normal price is $200. So, they're telling me that this information needs to be coming through, needs to be offered to a broader audience. And you can contact me through metaphysicalwisdom.com. You can contact me through theinterviewwiththeuniverse.com. And I also am going to be available for mentoring and consultation through those two sites as well. So this is a time wherein we're accessing our own inner wisdom, but it's also a time that we're pulling together toward this new this shift that we're making. And so I want to be available to as many people as possible. Please don't let the lack of time or money keep you from proceeding on your path. If this message is at all inspiring to you and you would feel that you would like some guidance, please contact me. And, you know, whatever we can work out, we'll work out.
Wow.
So it's a very, very important time for individuals. And I would love to be available to as many individuals as is possible at this time.
Wow, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
So with that, I'm going to just take a couple of deep breaths, and the next time you hear my voice, I will be speaking for the guides.
Okay, so we'll have just a couple minutes of silence here. Folks, just hang in. Glenna will be back.
And so it is with great joy and great pleasure and excitement that we welcome you to this program on this day in your time. And we would say that as we speak to you now, this is the perfect timing, the absolute perfect timing for you, each of you individually, to become more conscious and become more aware of who you are and what your available energies are. We would say that, as the channel has mentioned, that there has been much teaching and much training of you in the past in terms of limitations. And we would say to you at this time, there are no limitations, that you create your own limitations through your own belief patterns. And we would say that we are very excited that these energies have lifted, that there is a consciousness expansion, there is a frequency change that is evident among so many of you, that we are now viewing from our perspective that the time is ripe, the timing is now for you to shift away from those limiting belief patterns, and there is the support universally, the energetics available for you to begin to access all that you truly are and all of the abilities that are at your disposal. We would say at this time that it is clearly a choice for you to make. It is clearly up to each and every one of you, and we would say that we acknowledge and we see that there is much fear around making these choices. We would remind you that all is well, and that you are very supported by angelic beings. You are ultimately very supported by your higher self. You are very supported even amongst yourselves to make these choices and move beyond your fear. This fear has been implanted in your DNA. This fear has been implanted within the cells in your body. We would say that the cellular structure supports this fear at this time. But we would also say that the mutation process that so many of you are going through at this time, that are creating, we would say, physical problems, physical discomforts, perhaps a sense of not knowing where you are, a sense of chaotic thinking, a belief that you cannot remember anymore those things that are important to you, a certain physical clumsiness, a certain physical tiredness or fatigue, or in some cases even exhaustion. We would say that all of these are attunements to the mutation process that your bodies are going through. And as your bodies become mutated, the cells that are holding the fear within them are mutating to a level of vibration that will no longer hold the vibration of fear. And so, as it has been said to you on this day, that the habitual holding of fear, which keeps you from moving forward, which keeps you from making those choices to move beyond the proposed limitations, to move beyond those things that you have believed about yourself, we would say that these things fall away. We would say that then you would begin your process of taking back your own power, of recognizing the longevity of this human body in which you live, which at this time, a period of your time of 75 years seems to be quite a stretch. We would say to you that in truth, your human body is designed to live hundreds of years in a very healthy way. And we would say that you are now beginning to access the recognition of this. We would also say that manifestation is an instantaneous thing for you. It has only been your belief that you cannot have or do not deserve or are not worthy of all that it is that you desire that has kept you from accessing everything, every process, every situation, every person that you wish to have in your life. We would say as these things, these old belief systems, these old traditions are falling away, it is necessary for you to be very gentle with yourselves. It is very necessary to be getting much rest. We would say anywhere between 8 and 10 hours per 24-hour period would be actually the optimum at this time of transformation and transmutation of the body. We would say that as you move through this transmutation period and come out on the other side in your new self, there would be very little need for sleep. In all actuality, you yourself need sleep only because these are the times in which you are the most open for direction. You are the most open to receive those seeds of information that are wanting to be implanted within your conscious and unconscious mind. We would say it is important for you to eat light. We would say eating light would mean foods that are rich in chlorophyll, foods that are very light in weight, foods that are creating a lightness of being within your physical body. And we would highly encourage that you would eat light. We would also say that it is important for you to have that which you call fun in your life, playtime, that which brings joy to you and relaxation to your body. We would say that in this time of great stress, as all of your systems fall, and you now begin to create that which you desire in the new systems, which will replace these, that you need that time of frivolity, that you need that time to bring relaxation into your body. And we would encourage you greatly to set aside a period of time in each of your days to participate in something that brings you great joy and much laughter. We would also encourage you to connect with your inner child, that being within you that exists at about a 4-year-old state. And as you connect with this inner child being that is you, at the state between the times when you are unevolved and undirected during your infancy and the time when you became hypnotized at 7 or 8 or 10 years old, we would say that this tween time, this 4-year-old time, is a very fruitful, very productive age for you, as you were very clear as you looked around the world at the wonderment. You were amazed at all that was available to you. And as you woke each morning, you were excited to be here. you were excited about your life and what you would do on that day, whether it be playing with your toys or visiting with a friend or any of those things which brought you great joy. We would say to access this four-year-old self and bring that self forward. Set that child on your lap and ask that child, what is it you would like to do on this day? What is it that would bring you great joy on this day? And promise that child that you will, to the best of your ability, try to make this happen, that you will make a time to spend in this four-year-old intellect and being, as this is a great state of wisdom and awareness for you. We would also encourage that you be fully in your body at all moments in time, that you would create a time during your morning that you would light a candle, or that you would say a prayer, or that you would relax in a bath or a shower that would bring to you that sense of sacredness of your day, that you would be in thanksgiving, that you would be in appreciation for all that is around you and that all that comes to you on that day. We would also suggest that at the end of your day, you would take a few moments to congratulate yourself for another day of life, that you would be in appreciation and thankfulness at that time as well for that particular day and all of its happenings, and that you would take that time and make yourself available to release any ill will or any feelings of sadness or any feelings of frustration or anger, that you would release those before you would go to bed at the night, before you would lapse into this space in which your higher self would access once again your unconscious mind. And so we would say that all of these things are very important to you. And as we move more fully into the awareness together that we are all one, you and us, all of us who are working with humanity, all of us that have been available to bring through information and guidance and direction, all of us then would be part of this evolutionary thrust, this evolutionary leap. And we would say that as time continues, you would, as humanity, become more and more aware of your connection to all in the universe. And by doing so, you would make yourself available to guidance and information that would come to you from outside of your realm. And we congratulate you at this time to honor your ability to make yourself open to these things, to recognize your connection with all that is, to recognize your importance, and to also take in and recognize the great love that we hold for you, for each and every one of you, and the great admiration that we hold for you, having come through this so-called dark night of the soul, and now are stepping into the early dawn, the first rays of light coming once again into your realm. And so with this, we say to you that it is with great love that we hold you in our hearts. And so it is.
With us?
Yep, I'm back.
Well, hi.
Hi.
You could never remember any of what you say, can you?
No, I don't. I know. I have a gist of what has been said, and when people talk to me about what's been said, it's really not a surprise. So I'm getting a download someplace, but
right.
I don't. I go. I'm gone.
Wow. Wow. Well, you're going to have to listen in the archives because it was cool.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, lots of really fun information. It's nice to hear from those on the other side that we're finally here. You know, we've been hearing for so many years, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And if you read Karen Bishop's column and any of these other, you know, writers of today's time, they say any minute now, any minute now. Well, the guys are saying we're here. We are in 5D now, and it's time for us to start acting like it.
Whoa, that's
awesome. Yeah, I mean, those weren't the exact words, but that's the essence of the message, is that, you know, it's time for us to start realizing that we are one being, and, again, to start acting like it. They gave a few suggestions on some things that we can do physically to feel better. You'll have to listen to it.
Okay.
It was great. Okay, well, gosh, we've got 4 minutes left. Those guys, they do have a stopwatch, don't they?
Yeah, and they're very protective of my energy, too. So,
yeah, that's very true.
When I start feeling a little stressed or tired or whatever, then they pretty much break it off.
Right, yeah, I've actually heard while you've been channeling them saying, okay, the channel is now getting tired. Do you have any more questions? And let's repeat one more time in the last few minutes here. Glenna is offering an incredible special rate for readings. I've had many readings from Glenna in the past, and she's her integrity is unquestionable. She does amazing work, and the rate that you normally charge for a 2.5-hour reading, which is very comprehensive and very, very powerful, is normally $200. And go ahead and tell everyone what you're offering again.
Well, this will be an abbreviated version of that. So I won't be going through people's charts and those kinds of things, but it will be basically some guidance and direction from the guides. And I'll do that. I'll give those readings out for $75 for people who would want to get in touch with me now through metaphysicalwisdom.com or theinterviewwiththeuniverse.com, both places you can find me. And I'm also going to be doing mentoring and consultation for individuals, so you can contact me and just say, you know, what can I do? What have you got to offer me? And
right.
Then we can talk about it. So that will be really based on the needs of the person that's asking. So, and I don't want to try to say, oh, it's going to be this or it's going to be that, because it's going to be based on that individual.
Sure.
And the other thing, too, is within the next week or so, I will have figured out technology to the point where I can actually do a download of information. I'm going to try to do this every other week with just a message from the universe every other week on the interviewwiththeuniverse.com website.
Right. That's going to be great, because it'll be basically what you just did, just a quick 10-15 minute channel sort of updating us and letting us know where we are and what's going on.
And with a possibility also for people to contact me individually and ask a question that could be answered. Because I think we all have pretty much the same questions.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, if people want to contact me and say, gee, would you ask the guide that they'd address this next week or whatever, you know, I'm very open to that.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Okay, well, as usual, we are out of time way sooner than I would like to be. once again, if anybody didn't have a pen for those links that Glenna just gave out, I will post all of the links on the shapeshiftingonline.com website, so check that out. Once again, Glenna Dietrich, wonderful talking to you today, and I hope we can do this again soon. Any last words before we sign off?
Oh, I just wish everyone a beautiful spring day.
There you go. Even if you live in the northern frozen tundra.
That's right.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. The chat room's been very busy, very packed today. I appreciate you guys being here. And I don't know who my next guest will be. As you know, the show is kind of when I feel like doing it these days, and I'm glad we did it today. We'll see you again soon. Thanks for stopping in. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lisa.
Uh-huh.